More than 2,000 group home workers in Connecticut are prepared to strike tomorrow if the state doesn't commit more funding to the industry in the next budget. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reported from a union rally in Hartford yesterday afternoon.
We stand there tall and looking good.
Union members with District 1199 SEIU working in group home care say they want to see increases in wages, benefits, and staffing. Direct care specialist Laverne Hatcher says better labor contracts will help not only workers like herself, but her clients too.
It ain't all about the money, it's about I care for the people that I work for.
Six group home agencies serving people with disabilities would be affected by the potential strike. Barry Simon is president and CEO of Oak Hill, one of the agencies.
There's a shortage of workers who want to be doing this. Our employees have been on the front lines for the past year, and we just hope that they are valued for the work that they do.
Simon says it's been difficult to find temp workers for the planned strike. It means they'll need to transfer clients and residents into nursing homes. Union Vice President of Group Homes, Stephanie DeSouce, hopes to reach a funding agreement with the state as soon as possible in order to avoid a strike.
Connecticut has been in deficits for many years, and right now we're looking at some funds, and we think these workers have waited long enough.
State budget negotiations are ongoing. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.
It ain't no sense in looking down.
Ain't no sense in looking down.
It ain't no contract on the ground.
It ain't no